the topic that I'm happy here that I'm able to present you the highlights of our work with the title Static Analysis of Variability in System Software. The topic that I'm talking today is configuration complexity. The issue is that in Linux, we observe that over the last decade, Linux has become incredibly configurable. This configurability has come as a cost, namely complexity. So that also the complexity of modern Linux kernels has increased considerably. And complexity, as you can easily imagine, is also a humongous source of bugs in the code. And to give you an idea about the scope of the problem that we're facing here, in Linux 3.2, we're talking about 11,800 configuration options that the user can enable or disable in the configuration tool kconfig. These configuration options control gets the compilation of this feature code gets controlled by about 1,700 build system files, mostly make files, that control the compilation of about 31,000 source code files, in which we find no less than 89,000 ifdef blocks. So while these numbers sound pretty impressive by themselves, I'd like to illustrate you why this is actually a problem. The issue is that all these ifdef blocks inevitably leads to alternatives in the code. And the compiler, if you have such an ifdef block where, as a programmer, you want to say, okay, if I have the case that I have some code that is specific if the user has selected a non-unified memory architecture, then please compile block 1 and otherwise compile block 2. Then the compiler will inevitably choose exactly one of these two alternatives. You may now ask, well, but there are not that many else blocks in Linux. Well, the case is also if you don't have an else block, then you still have a choice. Either you select the block one or you don't select the block one, which can be an issue, for instance, if this ifdef block is in a structure where you have attributes only defined if you select some SMP or not. This is very common in the schedule, in the task structure. A Linux developer is, however, expected to test and compile both branches all the time when he's developing this code. This is challenging because, not at least because the developer also needs to identify which are the configuration options that are actually relevant for the code that he is currently looking at. These configuration options can also be influenced by other configuration options and source, and such as when you're using nested ifdefs, or they can also the presence or can also be selected if by build system rules in kbuild, or also dependencies as declared in the configuration system kconfig can also influence the presence or absence of specific blocks. Linux developers really expect you to obey these configuration option rules. So if you look in the kernel patch submission checklist, then you see a bunch of requirements or suggestions that kernel developers are recommended to follow. And I would like to highlight this point, point number 8. You are expected to have carefully reviewed the code with respect to relevant configuration options. And the submission guidelines even admit that this is very hard to get right with testing. Brain power pays off here. This is a literal quote. The approach that I'm presenting today replaces this brain power by tools, because we believe testing this should be as easy as you apply the patch. This can be done with, either with a tool Git or with your editor or whatever. And we believe that it should be as easy as calling Vampyr with the desired tool of your choice. In this case, it's just GCC, just a test compilation, and you specify the number of files that you want to analyze. In our paper, we claim three contributions, which is also the outline of this talk. First, we give a thorough analysis and quantification of variation points that are missed by the state-of-the-art tools. Second, I present an approach and implementation to maximize the configuration coverage of existing tools for static analysis in existing build systems. Our evaluation shows that using this approach, we can show a significant increase of revealed issues using GCC, and 91 of which we can have been able to verify as serious bugs. But before I get to the details of our approach, let's take a step back and have a look at the bigger picture. The issue is that source code is inevitably error-prone. And especially in the systems community, we have a history of employing tools for static analysis because they have the very nice property that you can find bugs without having to run the code. This is, especially for system tools, very important because often you don't have the necessary hardware or available to test it. The issue with these static tools is that in order to do full type checking, this is a very important technique for finding many of the state-of-the-art bugs, they require the pre-processed source code. And because of this requirement that they need to analyze pre-processed source code, they require a specific configuration to be analyzed. Otherwise, when we look into papers that propose tools for static analysis, then many times we do not really see what configuration they've been using, but we are pretty sure, or most of them indicate that they have been using only a single configuration. For the sake of this presentation, let's assume that they have been using the all yes config default configuration, which is supposed to enable all available configuration objects and configuration options in Linux. This, however, turns out to be insufficient because we have conducted an analysis that shows the configuration coverage. The configuration coverage is the percentage of code that is covered by a given set of configurations. And if we analyze the all yes configuration coverage for Linux, then we see that it, first of all, it depends on the user architecture. And we see that it is in the range of 50 to 65%. On ARM, we're talking about 60%. On x86, we're talking about 65%. And on MIPS, on 55% configuration coverage. The remaining code remains unseen by the by your static analysis tool. This means that bugs are easily missed. So it's pretty clear to us that you really need to get to analyze more than one configuration. The question is which configuration are really relevant for your problem because you cannot test all configuration. So the way how Vampir works is it generates a set of configuration based on the variability model inside of Linux. The variability is constructed, is affected by, first of all, by the configuration constraint as given by the kconfig configuration tool, by the makefiles, and by the ifdef blocks. And Vampir uses existing variability extractors to establish a propositional formula phi to for each source file. And using this formula, Vampir uses a clever algorithm that gives you a set of configuration, ends configuration for each source file that, when scanned subsequently, will maximize the configuration coverage. The result are loadable configurations that you can load and process with kconfig, the configuration tool of Linux, and then apply the static checker of your choice. We have implemented backends for GCC, Sparse, Clang, Coxinel, but extending that to any tool that behaves somewhat like GCC is easy. The nice thing about this approach is that the configuration that you get as output of Vampir are ready to use test cases. So if you submit a patch to an upstream kernel maintainer, you only have to provide them the configuration that you have been using, and he does not need all these configuration variability extractors or the whole toolchain. So you really get ready to use test cases output. We have evaluated this this approach on all 24 architectures in Linux 3.2. And as static checker, we have been using GCC 4.7. This is an a version of GCC that is newer than was available at Linux version 3.2 in order to, because GCC, in new, every new version of GCC, you get better diagnostics, meaning compiler warnings and errors. During our experiments, we found out that on average, Vampir compiles every file about 1.2 times. This corresponds to an overhead in terms of compiler calls of about 20%. This overhead means that for the incremental analysis of an individual file, which is the common case if you are a driver developer, then you usually only touch a small set of files. The overhead there, the runtime there is about 1 minute, including the compilation. If you want to analyze a full architecture, then the calculation of all configuration for architecture here, x86, takes about 4 minutes. If you want to analyze the full architecture, then this can be done in about 2 hours. This includes the compilation and actually activating of all configuration options. And actually, the majority of time is not spent in Vampyr, but it's spent in the build system files and cabled in kconfig. These parts just haven't been optimized for this use case. The result of our evaluation is that we can observe a significant increase of compiler warnings and errors. For Linux ARM, we are observing 64% more compiler diagnosis. For x86, we are seeing 15%, and on MIPS, we are seeing 58%. In the paper, we describe and explain why this number is so different across various architectures. We have furthermore taken a closer look at what kinds of errors do we see with this approach. During this analysis, we found out that most of the diagnostics are probably false positives, and we skipped that. However, from the remaining 91 messages, we validated them. We believe that these are really serious bugs that kernel developers should look at. And generally, we are seeing undeclared types and identifiers in code, a significant increase access to possibly uninitialized data, even format string warnings and a buffer overflow. In total, you see here the increase of a compiler diagnostic compared if you only scan all yes-config to all configuration that are calculated by Vampyr. Out of these 60 additional bugs that we have found, we have prepared patches for 7 of them. We have submitted them to the upstream maintainers, and they have happily and thankfully acknowledged them. I would like to show you an example about what are the typical bugs that we found with Vampyr. Here we are looking at part of the hardware abstraction layer of Linux ARM. And in more specifically in the BCM ring machine architecture of ARM, in core.c we're seeing a file that defines the various timer frequency here, the timer 3 frequency, as specified in kilohertz. The interesting point here is that for one specific derivative of this BCM ring microarchitecture, namely FPGA 11107, we see that for some reason we need to multiply this frequency by a factor of 30, but only on this derivative. When we then look into the actual timer instantiation, then we see that for the time implementation, we need to specify the rate in hertz as opposed to in kilohertz. Because we have to multiply here with a factor of 1,000, this is prone to an overflow. And in fact, GCC will report you this overflow if you happen to use a configuration that enables this particular kconfig option. This means this is a subtle configuration-dependent bug that is very easy to overlook if you do not follow the kernel guidelines and test your code with all relevant configuration options. I would like to summarize and conclude. The Linux configuration and build system imposes significant challenges for today's tools for static analysis. By extracting the variability of IFTF blocks, kconfig and cabled Vampyr can calculate configurations that maximize the configuration coverage at an acceptable cost in a way that is usable for day-to-day operations. The Vampyr approach reveals hundreds of bugs that GCC does not show in the default configuration, all yes config. I would like to point out that the tool is freely available, and we have even ported that to other configurable system software, including BusyBox L4 Fiasco. This is our website. I thank you for your attention, and I'm happy to answer questions.
How long does it take to run the tool?
For us, the whole process takes on an individual file about 1 minute to run. If you want to calculate the full architecture as we have done in our experiments, then we're talking about 2 hours.
And we can further optimize like now by checking only for the options related to a single architecture and cut this time down, right? I mean, if I'm
yes,
only
the majority of the time is actually spent with activating this configuration options. So the tool itself is actually pretty fast, but it exploits the underlying mechanisms of the build system to activate this configuration, and this is not really optimized. So this needs to be this would need to be optimized in the Linux configuration build system.
So one more question. I was curious, how stable is the Linux configuration framework? For example, do you have to patch Vampyr every time Linux comes out with a new release, or has it been pretty stable in that regard?
That's a very good question. So thankfully, Vampyr itself does not need to be patched that often for because the robot the approach itself is rather stable. What, however, is pretty fragile, and I think that is what you're getting at, is the variability extractors from the configuration system, from kconfig, from kbuild. And these are indeed rather fragile. It would help our approach and many other analyses tremendously if they would provide these extractors themselves. Currently, we're using reverse engineered tools that approximate the actual variability model, and this is also the reason why if we could improve these extractors, this would also tremendously improve our tool and the results much further.
Thanks. Any other questions? All right, let's thank